Today, I want to take a moment to express my deepest gratitude to one of our incredible listeners, Grand Rising, who left us a remarkable review. Your words truly resonate with us, and we're thrilled to know that our podcast has become a valuable resource for you and your business journey. It's incredibly rewarding to hear that our episodes are hitting the mark, providing you with actionable insights that have tangible impacts on your business. Knowing that we've helped uncover hidden gaps and empower you with the knowledge to propel you forward is exactly why we do what we do. Your support and encouragement inspire us to continue delivering high-quality content, aiming straight for that bullseye with each episode. We're honored to be a part of your learning journey, and we promise to keep providing you with the amazing information you've come to expect from us. Thank you for taking the time to share your thoughts and experiences with us. It's listeners like you who make this podcast such a fulfilling endeavor. Here's to many more enlightening episodes ahead. Welcome to Leading Behind the Scene. I'm your host, Gwendolyn Young, the go-to business and operations consultant for six-figure CEOs who are ready to reach their next level of growth. And I'm ready to share tools, strategies, and tips to help you excel in your business and your life. If you're a service-based entrepreneur, be sure to join me each Thursday. Find me on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And don't forget to follow the show on your favorite podcast player so you never miss an episode. And if you love the content, leave me a rate and review. Now let's get into today's episode. Hey, hey, beautiful people. Welcome back to Leading Behind the Scene, your weekly dose of inspiration to equip you to excel in business and life. Today, we're diving into an often overlooked but absolutely critical partnership in any successful company. That is the dynamic duo of CEOs and their executive assistants. This episode was titled The CEO's Right Hand, and we're going to explore that symbiotic relationship that can truly make or break the upper echelons of business leadership. So whether you are a CEO, an aspiring CEO, or an executive assistant, or one who works with the CEO and their executive assistant, then this episode is for you. You know the drill, beautiful people. Grab your favorite beverage, your notebook, and your pen, and let's dig in. So the relationship between a CEO and their executive assistant is unique in the business world. It's a blend of professional synergy and personal trust that forms the bedrock of effective leadership. So to kick things off, we scoured the internet to try and find some sentiments from CEOs who credit their executive assistants with being pivotal to their success. I want to share some of those sentiments with you in hopes to show the value executive assistants bring to CEOs and their organizations. First and foremost, I would be remiss to not talk about my very own executive assistant, newly promoted operations coordinator, Jackie. Jackie was instrumental in getting my schedule to a place where I was not sitting in meetings all day, every day. It was horrendous, but necessary. But I wanted a change, and she knew I needed a change. So she literally made it her mission to get those meetings off my calendar. Recognizing the inefficiency and time drain back-to-back meetings was having on me, she meticulously analyzed all of my commitments, identified those that were non-essential or could be consolidated, and then she proactively worked with our project manager to get rid of some meetings, and she and the project manager took over some other ones. The time freedom that gave me, whew, child, it was a godsend. I now have 2.5 days out of the week to focus and work on my business and several blocks of time where calls are not allowed to be booked. This has allowed me to focus more on the growth of our company and building our team. Thank you, Jackie, for everything that you do, even the things that I don't know about. And that is not a hint to say that I want to know about them, so just keep taking care of them. Some of the other sentiments that we found, one was from former Cisco CEO John Chambers. He said about his former executive assistant, Debbie, in an email to CNBC, "Debbie has always been and continues to be a true business partner. She makes it a point to know the business, what my priorities are, and she has the ability to represent me as well as Cisco in the absolute best professional manner." Mark Zuckerberg, yes, everybody knows, our Facebook, you know, friend or foe, whatever you think he is, but Facebook CEO, or I think it's Meta now, like I can't keep up with all the name changes, but y'all know who I'm talking about, said his former executive assistant, Anika, helped me become a better CEO. Kevin Roberts, the CEO of Worldwide, Saatchi and Saatchi, I might be butchering that name, says that he has utter confidence in his executive assistant, Trudy, to run the office in his absence. And then you have Fabian Delahoo, founder of Eagle Academy, says, "I trust her even though we don't live close to each other. She's in America. I'm in Belgium." Y'all, these are CEOs of major corporations talking about how their executive assistants are more than just a support role. They are strategic partners. Their insight and intuition about the business and the clients have been instrumental in making pivotal decisions. This is huge. Are you spending countless hours managing your team, quality assuring their work, and training them, only to find yourself having those tough conversations when things don't go as planned? Or even worse, finding a replacement when they're not the right fit? Imagine if you could liberate yourself from these responsibilities, allowing you to focus on what you truly love. Well, you don't have to imagine any longer. Our clients at Your Virtual Admin Expert are experiencing less stress and a heightened focus every single day. Your Virtual Admin Expert isn't just a service. It's a strategic partnership designed for the small business owner who's tired of being bogged down with day-to-day admin stuff. It's for the visionary who wants to stay in their genius zone, regain their time freedom, and get back to creating and innovating rather than getting stuck in the nitty-gritty of daily operations. Our team of virtual admin experts takes pride in our passion for admin work. We thrive on systemizing and streamlining processes so that you, the visionary CEO and small business owner, can focus on what you do best. It's time to step into your genius and let us handle the rest. Don't let operational tasks drain your energy and creativity. Join the ranks of our amazing, satisfied clients who have discovered the joy of focusing on their passion, knowing that the back end of their business is in expert hands. Your virtual admin expert is more than just a service. It's your gateway to peace of mind and the freedom to grow your business in the ways you've always dreamed of. Say goodbye to the stress of wondering if something was scheduled, booked, emailed, or responded to, just to name a few. And say hello to a future where your business thrives with you at the helm doing what you love the most. Visit us on the web today at yourvirtualadminexpert.com/services and fill out our mini questionnaire and book a call. Let's create more time freedom for you together. But what makes this partnership truly exceptional? It boils down to trust and communication. One of the best things I love about Jackie is that she understands the nuances of my communication style and my preferences, which makes our workflow seamless. This deep level of understanding is built on trust and open and honest communication. I don't have to beat around the bush with her. I don't have to walk on eggshells. She doesn't have to do it with me either. She has full permission to be open and honest and to give me feedback and all the things. And so the relationship between the CEO and their executive assistant is foundational to the seamless operation and success of any business, a fact that has been consistently observed throughout my 3 decades within various organizational dynamics. This partnership transcends a mere functional collaboration. It embodies a profound alignment of priorities, confidentiality, and mutual respect and support that significantly amplifies the CEO's effectiveness. The executive assistant acts not just as an administrative support, but as a strategic ally. Adeptly managing the CEO schedule, filtering distractions, and facilitating efficient decision-making processes. This relationship is pivotal because it allows the CEO to focus on high-level strategic initiatives by entrusting their business partner, aka their executive assistant, with the orchestration of daily operations and communications. The executive assistant's deep understanding of the CEO preferences, work style, and business ethos enables them to act as an extension of the CEO, often preempting needs and making critical judgment calls. Consequently, this partnership doesn't merely enhance the CEO's productivity, it also fosters an organizational culture of trust, efficiency, and agility, which are indispensable attributes for the success of any business in today's fast-paced and complex business landscape. Now, let me be clear. Developing a productive, trustworthy, and positive working relationship between a CEO and their executive assistant does not happen overnight. It requires effort, understanding, and a mutual commitment to respect, growth, and personal development on both sides. It's crucial that executive assistants understand their CEO's priorities, their working style, and expectations. Anticipating their needs and staying two steps ahead is what makes an executive assistant indispensable. And for my CEOs, you have a role to play as well. It's about you trusting them and giving them the autonomy, empowering your executive assistant with the context they need to make informed decisions on your behalf. Empower them by making it clear to everyone around you that your executive assistant has real authority. The message to everyone should convey, I trust this person to represent me and make decisions. Dishonoring them is like dishonoring me. It's a game changer in how effectively you can work together. As we wrap up today's conversation on the unique and powerful relationship between CEOs and their executives, it's clear that this relationship goes far beyond a mere work arrangement. It's a symbiotic relationship that blends intuition, trust, and unwavering support, proving to be a cornerstone of successful leadership and organizational resilience. To all the CEOs and executive assistants listening, remember that the strength of your partnership not only shapes your daily work life, but also the very fabric of your organization. It's about more than just managing calendars and emails. It's about building a shared vision, understanding unspoken needs, and standing together through the highs and lows of the business journey. So take a moment to appreciate this dynamic duo in your business. For executive assistants, know that your role is truly impactful, your foresight invaluable, and your dedication unparalleled. And for the CEOs, recognize the incredible asset you have in your executive assistant, whose behind-the-scenes work enables you to lead with confidence and clarity. Thank you for joining us on another episode of Leading Behind the Scene. We hope it's inspired you to foster a deeper, more collaborative relationship with your executive assistant or CEO, paving the way for greater achievements and a more fulfilling professional journey. Be sure to subscribe, leave us a rate and review, and download your favorite episodes. Until next time, keep building those bridges, nurturing your partnerships, and leading with heart and vision. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Leading Behind the Scene. I hope you found some encouragement or helpful information today to help move your business and or your life forward. If you have a specific topic you'd like me to talk about or guests you'd like me to have on the show, feel free to send me a DM on Instagram, Facebook, or LinkedIn. I love connecting with my listeners. Also, be sure to follow the podcast so you never miss an episode and leave me a rating review. I'll see you next week.